the best way to invest in it is to ensure the next generation actually exists. So I think sending those signals via policy, but the cultural messaging of politicians is important. I also think, just to be a little stark about this, I think we have to go to war against the anti-child ideology that exists in our country. A few weeks ago, no, Twitter is not real life, but I forget even what caused it, but there was this ridiculous effort by millennial feminist writers to talk about why having kids was not a good thing, why they were glad they didn't have kids, and even encouraging people who had had children to talk about why they regretted having children, which of course is like
Mother's Day book.
On Mother's Day, which is like psychologically deranged to ask mothers on Mother's Day to talk about why they regretted having children. And what it made me realize is that so much of what drives elite culture is mediocre millennial journalists who haven't gotten out of their career what they thought they would, right? And the thing is, everybody can be an exceptional mother and father. Not everybody can be an exceptional journalist at the New York Times. And not enough people have accepted that if they put their entire life's meaning into their credential, into where they went to school, into what kind of job they have, if you put all of your life's meaning into that, you're going to be the sort of person who asks women to talk about how they regret having children. You're going to be a sad, lonely, pathetic person, and you're going to know it internally, so you're going to project it onto people who have actually built something more meaningful with their lives. I think we have to go to war against that ideology and the people behind it. I think we have to go to war against that ideology and the people behind it.
Just a little too damn straight. And now we're free to communicate.
I guarantee you won't.
That we're all a little strong and free when we're alone. But to me, my only G is gonna bust around.
I think we have to go to war against that ideology and the people behind it, because we need to say to the people in my hometown, I've seen this with, just to be honest, with my sister. I love my sister is just the best person. I love her to death. And sometimes, she'll say things to me like, maybe I should have delayed having kids. Maybe I should have went to school. Maybe I should have did this or that. And it's like, Lindsay, you've been a great mom. Your children are happy. They're healthy. You've taken good care of them. You've shown me, she was my older sister. She took care of me a lot in a very chaotic home. People like my sister should not feel like the cultural messaging is your life is inadequate. The people who are sending that message should feel that their life is inadequate. And of course they do. They're just too ashamed about it to talk about it.
I am sick and tired of being treated like I don't exist. You two do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, and I don't complain. All I want
is the same... Oh, you don't complain? Oh, please, excuse me. I must be psychotic then. If you don't complain, what is this? Yeah, let's bring in the laugh meter and see how loud it gets on that one. You don't complain.
Don't interrupt me, honey. And another thing. From now on, we're going to alternate our dinner music because, frankly, and I don't think I'm alone here, I'm really tired of this Lawrence Welk shit.